Let's begin with Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reporting from Detroit.
This was supposed to be one of the closest governor's races in decades. Many polls showed it neck and neck until the end. But that's not how it shaped up once the votes were counted. Instead, Governor Rick Snyder built up a decisive lead over the course of the evening. In his victory speech, the governor said his reelection is vindication for his administration's business-friendly policies, the state's takeover of Detroit, and for what he says is a less combative style of governing, despite some big controversies in his first term.
It was time for us to recognize a new path. It was time to reinvent Michigan.
This was just Snyder's second election as a candidate, and because of Michigan's term limits, his final race for governor. He says career training will be a priority in his second term as he tries to address an unemployment rate that is moving in a positive direction, but still remains among the highest in the nation.
It's time to accelerate and go even faster and get more done to reinvent our state, to create opportunities for the future.
The rest of the Republican ticket also fared well, including second terms for Attorney General Bill Schuette and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, and continued majorities in the legislature and on the state's Supreme Court. Democrats had hoped to improve their prospects by boosting voter turnout and getting more of their supporters to vote early by absentee ballots. Those voters make Michigan a blue state in presidential elections, but failed to materialize in the 2014 midterms. Democratic nominee Mark Schauer conceded defeat, but said Democrats will continue to challenge Republican dominance in Lansing.
Never give up. When we get knocked down, we get right back up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
A rare bright spot for Democrats was Congressman Gary Peters' victory in the race to replace the venerable Carl Levin in the U.S. Senate.
And together, we will build a better America, a stronger Michigan, and our best days are yet to come.
But even Peters' victory was tempered by the likelihood that he will be joining the Senate as a member of the minority party as other states delivered the majority to Republicans.
We're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and guess what? Harry Reid is going to be retired. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Republican nominee Terry Lynn Land addressed the GOP election night party early, thanked the volunteers, and then left without ever formally conceding the race, preferring to deal privately with the sting of defeat while other Republicans celebrated. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Detroit.